offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based space for your child to grow and succeed. We are now enrolling children ages 1 to 5 years old.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's law, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. God's word and His spirit will touch your life. Everything, every situation in your life, you can overcome. Every certain, every single, every bad situation in your life, you are capable of being victorious over it. And when you come out of it, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you won't even remember it. You won't even smell of smoke. And that's how God is. That's who God is. And so I don't sit here and give you a flowery message. I'm going to challenge you. Amen. You want to walk out of church feeling challenged. You might be a bit angry at me because you think I'm reading your mail. But that's God reading your mail. I've had so many people come to me and say, who told you? I'm not joking. I've had people come to me and say, who told you that? And I say, I don't know anything what I'm talking about, but God knows. Amen. And so you want the word of God in your life. You want what God's got. You want the tools and you want to be able to use them. Amen. Now, the same thing, if you took, you know, how many of you are farmers? All right, so some of you. Now, if you'd never done any farming in your life, you didn't know anything about sowing, you had no clue. I plucked you out of Africa where I'm from in a place that you never knew. And now all of a sudden, I give you a farm, 70,000 acres or 70 acres, let's say. And I give you this farm, and I say to you, here's all the tools, and I show you all these tractors and all the hoes and whatever you call them, hoes, and I don't know. All this, I'm not a farmer, okay? And so, but I eat what you make. Farmers, thank you very much. Please go organic. All right. And they give you all that stuff, and they put it all on a table, all the seed to go and produce something, and you know nothing to do. You don't know how to do this. You're going to starve. You're going to starve. You don't even know how to start that thing up, right? And when you do start it, you don't know how to get it to move. I mean, you need to be trained. Is that correct? And God likens His word to seed all the time. And He says, a sower sows the word. And so the word is the seed of God. And we need to know how to use that seed to benefit our life. What good is it going to be if I've got a tractor sitting out there on all the land and I'm starving over here because I don't know what to do? I don't know. I've got to go and dig it. I've got to start this. I've got to get the seed in the ground. I've got to take care of it. I've got to nurture it. I've got to watch the birds and chase them away. Well, that's the word of God. Same thing. And so we are here to equip you, to tell you, God equips you, but we tell you what it means. You see, like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see the life of Jesus. We see the death of Jesus, the burial, resurrection, and the ascension. We see all of that. We hear His teachings on the mountain, all of that kind of stuff that we heard from Jesus. And that's great. But now the epistles thereafter tell us what it means to us and how you can get in on it. Yes. So just to have the fact that you got a Bible doesn't mean it's going to do you any good. I had a Bible for 25 years. It did no good for my life. First 25 years of my life, it did nothing for me. Nothing. Nada, nicht, zoit, nix. Not a thing. 25 years of my life, I did not have a clue. Not a clue. I was clueless. It was ridiculous. Amen. Until I got into a Word of Faith church. Thank God I went straight from that denomination to one like this. Word of Faith. And they started teaching me, hey, you got the helmet of salvation. You got the breastplate of righteousness. You got the Word. Your words are going to cause you to stumble and fall. Or they're going to cause you to prosper and grow. And as you're thinking in your heart, that's what you're going to live. And eventually I found out I'm living defeated because that's what I'm thinking inside. And then God said through His Word, He said, you can't be transformed to the world's ways, you've got to be transformed. You can't be conformed to the world. You've got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So I had to renew my mind. And then life started to change and things started to happen. But until then, I knew nothing. And let me tell you something. If I had died, I would have gone to hell. Because I was never told that you've got to confess Jesus as Lord. Ever. Not once. Not once in 25 years of church every single Sunday morning of my life. But I can tell you how many pretty girls were there and how short their miniskirts were. Come on. A lot of you men know what I'm talking about. Okay, don't act all supernaturally super spiritual all of a sudden. I see you sometimes in Publix or Walmart. I'm watching you. Watching you. Amen. Amen. And so we are here to equip you, to help you, to understand how the Word of God works. And I don't know why God called me. I have no clue. I'm still shocked. I am. I stand in awe. I say, what are you thinking? But He obviously knows something, because He knows it's got to be so simple for me to understand that I'll bring it simply to you. So if I can understand it, dear God, you can all understand it. Everyone, there's not one exempt. And so that's my function, is to equip you. So when you come to church, don't come here thinking, okay, we're just going for a good time. You're not coming for a good time. You're in class now. You're in class right now. And let me tell you, you're going to leave these doors and you're going to have an exam. Some test is going to come. And you better make sure you pass that test. Are you with me? And so don't just come here and think, well, you know, ho-hum, another fancy message. I just enjoyed that. Don't enjoy the message. Don't enjoy the message. You've got to live it. You've got to take it and use it. Jesus said, he said this in Luke 6. He said this, those that hear these sayings of mine and do them, he's like a man who built his house on the rock. And when the tests and exams came at you, at him, the man who heard and did it, when the exams came, because he was doing what the word said, he stood strong. But the one who heard the word and didn't do the word, built his house on the sand. And when the tests and exams outside there came, he went down. It's the truth. And so we are here equipping the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So we all come in the unity of the faith unto the knowledge of a Son of God, unto the perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That means we look more like Christ when we walk out than we did when we walked in. That's what it means. That's what it means. Can you say amen? And so I'm not going to keep you very long, because I know we went a little bit longer in the beginning, but being a Word of Faith church, we don't look at our watch and think about our sandwiches. Because this is life-changing. Let me tell you, your turkey sandwich at home ain't going to change your life. Oh, it may the wrong way. Then you'll have to pay to go to the gym. But this over here can change your financial situation. This over here can get your children off drugs. Can get your family and your loved ones saved. What we've got to say in this place is vital for our lives. So to want to just get in and get out, I mean, like, really, just we'll find a drive-through window over here and you just, hey, be blessed in Jesus' name, drive-through. Hey, be blessed in Jesus, drive-through. You're going to get stampeded as you're getting killed. Most churches would love a drive-through church. I'm not joking. There was a church that did 20-minute services. A 20-minute service with worship for the ones that have to be somewhere in a hurry. Get over yourself and get yourself into the kingdom of God, my God. You know, it's absolutely an amazing thing. 20 minutes in and out. I don't get my car washed in 20 minutes. And yeah, you've got to get scrubbed out of all your filth from the week and changed for the rest of your life, and you want it in 20 minutes or an hour. You got an hour. You got me for 1 hour, Pastor. 1 hour. After that tilt, we're going out. This is life-changing. What happens here can change your life, can change your families, can change this nation. And we need a revival from God. This country, America, the United States of America, the land of the free and the brave, need a revival. We need God to come into the house. We need God in America. And God, he's not a respecter of persons. He doesn't look at race or color or anything like that. God is God. He's all-loving, all-encompassing. He cares for everybody, every single human being. He wants them to come to the true religion. I'm telling you, that's who God is. We need God in this in America. We don't need religion in America. I'm done with the religion. Religion will keep you out of my face. I'll put my hand up to you. Say, hey, you're laity. I'm not. What am I? Clergy. I don't even remember. I'm clergy. You're laity. I clerge. You lay. And now we stop you from coming near the clergy. You know the veil that God tore in two to get you to come to God? We just put it back up again. We're clergy. You're laity. You stay in your lane. And so, you know, we sang the one song, Jesus Deserves the Glory. The words were that. I didn't know we were going to even sing that. But my title is Jesus Deserves the Glory and we receive the blessings. Let's see if it's going to come up straight up. There you go. Jesus deserves the glory and we receive the blessings. He took the fight on. And I get the blessing from the fight that he won. And I tell us like Muhammad Ali. How many of you remember Cassius Clay? Boom, 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 boom. He'd go and I remember the one fight with Joe Frazier. I used to be nuts. I used to love boxing. And I'd watch every fight and listen to them. And he got $30 million to fight Joe Frazier. $30 million for 15 rounds of three-minute rounds. And I think a minute between, so that you work out, you do the math, probably 2 hours max. 2 hours, $30 million bucks. How many of you get paid that much? $30 million. And he was victorious, finally. I mean, they couldn't put a sheet on him. He was so sore. And finally, he got his check, boy. And he was a conqueror. He conquered and he won. And when he walked in his house, his wife said, thank you. She took the check. She's more than a conqueror. And isn't that who we are? God says we're more than conquerors. He took the fight on, we get the blessing. He took the sickness, we get the health. He took the poverty, we get the prosperity. Come on. That's why we receive the blessing, but he deserves the glory. Never forget that. And we touched on this last week, but I want to just go through it again. And some people asked me to please show the picture again. So 2 Corinthians 5:17, watch what it says again. Therefore, if any man be where? If any man be in. Everyone say in. In Christ. If any man be in Christ, what happens? That man who is in Christ is a what? A new creature, a new creation. In other words, you weren't before, you are now. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So the old loser's gone, the old sick person's gone, the old broke person's gone, the old angry person, the impatient, all of that's gone. And now I'm in the new, right? All things have become brand spanking new. My sin nature is taken out of me and God gives me his nature. Amen. And so my spirit is perfectly formed exactly the way it was. And then you saw the picture, the old man, that's who you were, the first one. And then you were in Christ. He says, those that are in Christ. Is that correct? He says, if any man be in Christ. So the old man, when you gave your life to Jesus, when you received Jesus, and when Jesus hung on the cross 2,000 years ago, you became a new man when you accepted him. You became a new man. Why? Because you were in Christ. While you were on there, in that cocoon, so to speak, you were on the cross with him. Galatians 2:20 says you were crucified with Christ. And so now, when you look at that, you're in Christ. You see that? On the cross, God was perfecting us. On the cross, God perfected you. He took that old bad self and he gave you a brand new one. This is powerful stuff. In Christ. Everyone say, in Christ. In Christ. And so a radical metamorphosis takes place in our spirit that day. And now to understand, you've got to understand. Being a born again Christian, you're in Christ. If you're born again, you're in Christ. That's why they call you a Christian. Christ in. Christian, right? So you're born again. You are in Christ.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.